Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir raheem. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Let's start the bayan with the beautiful blessing of reciting durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A very beautiful hadith in Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, whoever sends salat upon me once, how many times?
Once.
Allah Almighty sends 10 mercies upon that person, and an angel is appointed to convey that salam to me. That this angel who brings the salam of that person when he recites durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the angel has so much knowledge and power given to him by Allah that the angel knows that person's name and his father's name. He knows that person's name and his father's name. Now the scholars, they say, if this is the knowledge of a servant of Allah Azza wa Jalla, an angel is a servant. Is this, you know, this is the knowledge that a servant of Allah has. Now imagine what the knowledge the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would possess. Ye shaan hai khidmat garun ki, sarkar ka alam kya hoga. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I'm going to start my bayan off with a very beautiful faith lightning encounter. And I want you to guess who this personality is. It's about a personality that he comes back from an ijtima. And on the way back home, he's walking with a couple of his friends. And they come to a group of young lads, youth, who are standing on the street corner. And they chew in something. And as soon as this personality walks past them, or these people walk past them, ma'azallah, one of them spits on him. And this personality, he goes up to the person and he says, brother, why did you spit on me? And that young lad, he says, I like taking Mickey out of Molvis. Molvi intan karna bada maza achna. And this scholar, he smiled and he takes out his shirt and he goes, if you really enjoyed it, then go on, spit on me again. And as this, you know, personality, he said that, the other young lads, they were gobsmacked that we are there, you know, trying to make him angry, trying to make him retaliate. And on the other hand, this person is not even retaliating, is not even doing anything. And then they say that, Hazrat, please forgive us for what we have done to you. Please forgive us. And the personality, this person, he says, I will not forgive you until you come and drink tea with me as well. He's offering them tea. So these young lads, when they hear this offer, you know, they say, you know, they're already, alhamdulillah, you know, they've fallen into love with him in a sense. And they go and they drink tea with him. And then they find out who this personality is. They still don't know who he is. And then this personality, he gives them the invitation for the weekly ijtima of Dawat-e-Islami. So we're getting close as to who this person is. So they give him the weekly ijtima invitation. And these young lads, because now, alhamdulillah, they're so much in love with him, they really want to go and attend this ijtima. Just like we're all attending this ijtima here. So these young group of young lads, they go to the ijtima and they sit down and they listen to the tilawat, they listen to the naad. And then when they see a man, a Maulvi sahab, stood up on the minbar and talking and doing the speech, they're looking at each other. That's the young man, that's the same person that we spat on. And that's the same person that we drank tea with. So they ask the person next to him, who is this person? And they say, He is the leader and the founder of Dawat-e-Islami. Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Ul Aliyah. And these people, they are looking at each other. After the ijtima, they met Prophet Amir Ahl Sunnah. They did tawbah, they did bayat with him. And alhamdulillah, all of them became muballighs of Dawat-e-Islami. Now, I want to leave a message. Amir Ahl Sunnah has given us a message. What if me and you were in the shoes of Amir Ahl Sunnah at that time? What if someone spits at me? What if someone swears at me? What if someone looks at me? What if someone gives me the dirties and, you know, what do we do? How shall we retaliate? Amir Ahl Sunnah, he kept it calm. Not just calm, but mashallah, he was so good to them. He invited them for a cup of tea. What if it was me? What would I do at that time? You know, probably, most likely, we would have really got angry. Ma'azallah, we would start swearing at them. We'll offer them, come on, if you owe me a fight, I'll have you a fight. You know, this is what mostly what we would have done. But Amir Ahl Sunnah, alhamdulillah, this is why Allah Azza wa Jal gave him this rank that he has today. You know, people, you know, I'm going to say the word, people are dying just to see and do the ziyarat of Amir Ahl Sunnah. Why? Look at the way he has done the tabligh of deen. Alhamdulillah, with his wisdom, with his, alhamdulillah, you know, hikmat-e-amli, Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him with this knowledge. And today, alhamdulillah, because of his efforts, because of his bayans, because of the fear of Allah and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and utmost force, fear, ghame ummat, the Amir Ahl Sunnat has. Because of that, look at the rank that Allah Azza wa Jal has given him. I met with an Islamic brother whilst we were in Karachi. And this Islamic brother, he says that there was a time when Amir Ahl Sunnat would come to us and ask us to give us a few minutes that he's going to do a bayan. And we used to say to him, Maulana Sahab, carry on walking. Time koni, we're so busy. We're busy at work. And he says that now we are dying just to go and sit with him for a few minutes. We don't even get the opportunity for that. So, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, what does he prove? Ya hame sabak kya milta hai? If you work for the deen of Allah, Allah will increase your rank. Whoever works for the deen of Allah, Allah becomes his helper. Allah uska madadgar banta hai. The one who works for the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now let's all ask this question to ourselves as well. Alhamdulillah, you know, we're probably 15, 20, 25, 30. We're living in our late 50s. We're in our 60s. How much of the work of deen have we done today? And then I want you to listen to this verse of the glorious Quran. The goal of Dawat-e-Islami. Why did Dawat-e-Islami come into existence? Why did Amir Ahl Sunnat go door to door and invited people towards Islam and towards the Sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What was the reason? Let me first of all mention this verse of the glorious Quran. Alif Lam Ra. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka litukhrijan nasa min az-zulumati ila an-nur. Alif Lam Ra. This Quran is a book that we have sent down upon you, O beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you may bring forth people from darkness into light. So this Quran kyun aaya hai? Why did the Quran was revealed? To bring people from darkness into the light. And alhamdulillah, who was the Quran given to? The Quran was given to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what we are supposed to do is we are supposed to read the Quran, try to understand the Quran, and spread the message of Quran to other people as well. There's a very beautiful verse inside the glorious Quran reminding one another. Yeah, these are all reminders. We all sometimes get lost, but when you remind people, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in the Quran, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and remind and give advice, that giving advice benefits the Muslim. So when we see someone out there smoking shisha, smoking drugs, drinking alcohol, don't hate that person. Usse nafrat na kare. But go up to that person, talk to him, convince him to, you know, to leave this sin that he's doing. Rather than ma'azallah talking bad about a person, rather than breaking the hearts of a Muslim. You know, we had a summer school in one of the cities, and mashallah, there were young lads there from 6 to 15 years old, and there was nearly 54 of them in that class. So they divided them into three classes. Now what happened? On the first day, one of the young lads, about 12, 13 years old, he went up for salah, and probably someone saw him doing wuzu, and, you know, instead of saying to him, mashallah, instead of being happy, instead of becoming happy, What does this person do? This buzurg that was in the masjid, he goes, banere putor otu wuzu karna tarika koni chana. And they scared them away. Now that young boy who's been scared by this man, if is he ever going to come back to the masjid again? Ask yourself as well that question. You know, have I ever said something to a person that instead of bringing him close to the deen, have I scared him away? Sometimes you see people reading namaz and someone walks in front of them. What do they do? You know, you broke my namaz. Namaz is not broken. You know, if we say to that person that you are an old man and you don't even know how the rules of salah, how is that person going to feel? Just ask yourself a question. If you were to be scolded upon, if you were shouted upon, would you like that? Ki pasand karta hai ki banda mere se gusse se baat kare. You know, they talk to me in a rude manner. If you don't like it for yourself, why do you do it to other people? Pyare Islam bhaiyo, it's very, very important that we learn this beautiful art, even at home as well, with your family, with your children. Be nice to them. You know, alhamdulillah, speak to them in a manner. Just like, you know, we always talk about the rights and etiquettes and the manners of parenting. Sunte na Quran Pak mein, wa bil walidaini ihsana. You know, be kind to your parents. Ihsan kare walidain par. And we read in the Quran, imma yablughanna 'indaka al-kibara ahaduhuma aw kilahuma fala taqul lahumā uffin wa lā tanharhumā. You know, be kind to your parents. Don't say uff to them. Wa qul lahumā qawlan karīmā. Talk to them in a beautiful manner. Aram se, sukoon se, un par unse saath bole. But the thing is, these are not just for parents. What about the children? Does it mean that because they're my children, I can do anything to them? I can, ma'azallah, shout at them for no reason. I can hit them, ma'azallah, for no reason. No, in Islam, you know, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, there are rights and manners and etiquettes regarding the children as well. How you should bring them up according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If our children at home are growing up in an environment where they're always fearful of their father, where they're always scared of their mother, where they're always scared of their elder brother or elder sister, these children, when they grow up, what's their feeling going to be? Inke dil mein kya hoga? They'll be scared of you all the time. Make sure your children are not scared of you. They respect you. Hum kehte hain janab, rob dab daba ho, bache dare hue hain aan. That is wrong. Why do they have to be scared? Okay, probably we brought up in that environment. You know, we've all been in the madrasa. You know, at that time we used to be caned by the Qari Sahib, even here in the schooling system. You know, back in the 70s, they used to have canes. But that is not how Amir al-Sunnat gives us a very beautiful Madani pearl. Inke dilu par kabza kare, jism par nahi. So be kind to them. These children that are growing up today. Amir al-Sunnat, he mentions one of his own incident, that when he was a young boy, roughly about 7-8 years old, he used to love reciting Salatu Salam in Jummah Salah. And one day, Amir al-Sunnat, he jumped in and he wanted to read Salatu Salam. So an old man grabbed hold of him and pushed him away. He pushed him away. Now that young lad, Amir al-Sunnat, who was 7-8 years old, just imagine, if his heart was broken, he would never come back to the masjid again. I guarantee you, me and you would not have been here. This young boy grew up to be Amir al-Sunnat. He grew up to be this personality that we know today on Madani channel. We know this beautiful personality, the works that he has done. So be kind to them. These children, even if they do something wrong, even if they do something bad, tell them in a good manner. Rather than shouting at them, scolding them, rather than making them feel scared, yes, make them understand what they've done is wrong. But don't shout at them. Don't scold them. Don't, ma'azallah, hit them. Be always kind to them. Just like Amir al-Sunnat, alhamdulillah, this is how he spread the works of Dawat Islami. So this is for people like me as well. That when we talk to people, when we meet with people, rather than talking bad about someone, even if someone has done bad to you, talk good about him. We learn from him. He's a beautiful role model. Allah has sent him in our times today, alhamdulillah, to guide us. And to show us how we need to be good parents. And there are so many beautiful traits that we can learn from Amir al-Sunnat, especially when it comes to parenting. And alhamdulillah, because of this, Dawat Islami, the mahol, the environment that has been created in 42 years, Dawat Islami has spread to more than 150 countries around the world. How was that possible? That was only possible with the help and the struggle that Amir al-Sunnah did at that time. And it was only possible with the Muballighin, with their manner of the of speech, with their way of talking, with the way of dealing with situations. Alhamdulillah, this organization, we invite people towards goodness. And in the Quran, Allah, He testifies, as Muslims, who are we? We are given this beautiful rank by Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala Quran Pak mein kya irshad farmata hai, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin nas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. You are the best nation risen amongst the people. Why? Because you invite towards good and you forbid evil. This is why we're good. Not because we're clever, not because we're beautiful, not because, you know, we know business, not because, you know, we know how to do things. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are beautiful, we are clever, we are everything. But the Quran says because you invite towards goodness and you forbid evil as well. And subhanallah, the beautiful society that Dawat Islami wants to make. We want a society where people can enjoy their life, where people can, alhamdulillah, learn about their beautiful deen, where people can live a beautiful life at home. I met with an Islami brother. He's about 40, 45 years old at this moment in time. He came into the Mahol about 5, 6 years ago. He goes, when I was at home before, my life was totally different. I would shout at my children. Ma'azallah, I had told no respect for my wife. No respect at all. I thought she was just a worker at home. No karaniya ghar mein, I would boss her around. My parents were fed up with me. Alhamdulillah, this young man, when he came into the mosque, he used to smoke 40 cigarettes. 40 cigarettes bhi dete rozana. But he came into one ijtima, whomever Allah can guide. He came to one ijtima, and that ijtima, alhamdulillah, changed his life forever. Aaj, he wears an imama sharif, he's a beautiful beard. He stopped smoking that same day. He made a promise. Yo, Islam bhai, yahan baithe Madani channel par sun rahe. If you are smoking, you know, what do you get out of smoking? Sukoon milna. You know, tension dur ho jani hai. Yeah, and then we say, pata nahi paise kuthe jaane. This is where your money is going. You know, that's just gone like that. And then we say, can't pay my bills, can't do this, can't do that. You stop smoking, even if you smoke 20 cigarettes a day. You know what you can do? You can be in Makkah, Medina every single year. Just because you've stopped smoking. There's nothing good in it. I'm not saying it's haram, but there's nothing good in it. But this is what Dawat Islami does. Dawat Islami changes people. Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, has changed the mindset of many, many, not thousands, but millions of people around the world. And alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, two things I want to really talk about today. Two things that can change a person. And then two things. Number one is fear of Allah. And number two is love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You know, a person says, I don't change myself. We're all listening to a bayan. And because I'm doing the bayan, as soon as we get home, no one's around us, what do we do? Yes, easy. Kya karna, tension hai, thakke hue hain. We've been to the ijtima. Chalo, social media ta thakegi na. Yeah, every 5 minutes, yeah, we're looking at social media, we're looking at these, ma'azallah, behaya, you know, apps that we've got downloaded on our phone. And then we say, pata nahi kar barkat ki nahi honi. Where is barkat going to come from? Ji barkat hai, yes, and that's different. Lekin that barakat that you want of Allah, that's not going to come to your house. Why? This is what you do at home. You know, in openly, you know, you see a lot of people, mashallah, Islami bhai, how are you, brother, mashallah. You know, we're all, you know, pali pali with each other. We're so good to each other. How are you at home? Ask, you know, they say, if you want to ask about a person, bande na pata karna hai na, don't ask his friends, karale ko puchho. Ask his family, how is he at home? Yeah, at home, can't buy a pizza once a week for the children, but then can take his, you know, mates to, you know, Wilmslow Road or Manchester, you know, chill out. You know, paise main de sana janab, it's my turn today. Yeah, you can pay £100 to feed your friends, but when it comes to your family, that pizza that they order, £5, hey, you ordered it again. Kal ja khada, it wasn't kal putar, it was last week that they ordered. But that just shows you how we are with our family. Two things, take care of them. Fear of Allah, love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These people that have changed, they changed because of these two things. It's all right, you know, we being respectful in front of other people. People love me, people respect me, people talk good about me. You know, when I'm alone, what do I do when I'm alone? You know, I think that no one is watching me. But do you know, Allah Azza wa Jal never sleeps. لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. Our aqidah, we read that, we believe that. So why is it when no one is watching me physically, apparently I think no one is watching me? Remember, Allah is always watching you. Allah is always watching you. Fear Allah. Hum kitne guna karte hain. Our namaz today, you know, 5 times namaz. We say, main namazi hoon. Aaj log kehte hain, na main to pakka namazi hoon. Where are you at the time of Fajr? Or Fajr is too hard for me. So you're not a pakka namazi. The scholars, they say, if a person misses one namaz deliberately, he is still a be-namazi. Wo hai be-namazi hai. Usko namazi nahi kehte, jo ek namaz bhi jaan bujh kar chhodta hai. Paris, somebody just ask yourself a question. Where were we at the time of Fajr? Where are we at the time of Zuhr? Where are we at the time of Asr, Maghrib and Isha? Where are we at that time? Today, sadly, you know, our children and our masajids, when is it the time when the masjids are full or sometimes full? Jummah, Eid ke din, masjid hai full hai. What about 5 times namaz? It's not that everyone works in a different city. We're there, we live local, we still won't come to the masjid. Why? Ghar mehman aaye hue the. Why you know, you're giving so much respect to your mehman, but why do you not be the mehman of Allah and go to his house? Look at the way you respect in these people. Just imagine how much Allah will give you love and respect. But today we see that fear of Allah, we only say we fear Allah. But the reality is that sadly we do not fear Allah. Because if we really feared Allah, then we would not be doing things that we are doing today. We would not be cheating people. We would not be doing fraud with people. We would not be taking, you know, zameen, land from people. Aaj bande kabze pe kabze karte ja rahe hain. They have no fear of Allah. Aur phir aage se haste hain. Ha, maine kabza kar liya hai. Pata hi nahi chala. I made a fool out of him. You are not made a fool out of him. You're a fool yourself. You made a fool out of yourself. Why? Because Allah was watching you. Hadith Paak ka mafhoom hai. A person who takes one handspan of land from someone, on the day of judgment, the 7 earths, saatu zameen ka tok, a chain will be wrapped around his head. And the people do that. Every single day people do that. Why do people fight over two brothers that cannot live separate with each other? Itni mahabbat hai. They love each other. Yeah, when they get old, mom or dad, anyone passes away, they start fighting. That's my land. This is my house. This is my bank balance. This is my wealth. Why are you fighting? It's because of the greed that we have. Kyun wajah kya hai? Khauf-e-khuda nahi hai. There is no khauf-e-khuda. Because if we had khauf-e-khuda, we probably give that everything to my brother. Yaar, tu le le. Ek ajeeb court case hua hai. Ajeeb, very, very unique court case I heard about. And this court case was about two brothers and it was about their mother. Sometimes you hear a court case where the brother goes to court and he says he should be taking care of him. He should be taking care of the mother. I've done it for many years. Ye donu bhai court mein the. And they were fighting custody of their mother. The younger one was saying that I am young, I have money, I want to take care of my mother. And the older brother was saying that, no, because I'm older, I want to stay with my mother. They went to court to have the solution for that. So, ab judge hairan hai. Ye kaise bhai hai? Instead of arguing that go and mom should live with him, they're arguing mom should live with them. Aisa kabhi suna hai? You know, you talk about this guy comes up the other day. Ajeeb. You know, this is what our halat is. Because why? Fir Allah ka khauf nahi hai. We don't fear. We forget that we die one day. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. We are going to die one day. We have to be answerable to what we have done. Allah ki bargah mein khada hona hai. Just imagine at that time. How am I going to stand in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? When Allah Azza wa Jal asks me, tell me what you have done in this world. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, you will not be able to move unless you have asked him 5 questions. Number one, how did you live your life? Kis tarah zindagi guzari hai? How are we going to say that, Ya Allah, this is what I did in the dunya. How did you spend your life? How did you earn your wealth? Where did you spend your wealth? How much knowledge did you have? How much did you act upon your knowledge? These are the questions that when we were born, these questions were already written down for us. Sawal aa chuka hai. If you go to an exam room, you only get to know the questions when they are in front of you. لیکن پیارے اسلام بھائیو, اللہ تعالیٰ کی شان, ہز رحمت, ہز مرسی, بیفور یو آر بورن دی کوشچنز ہیو آلریڈی بین دیئر. گو اینڈ پریپیئر یور لائف. آئی گیو یو 40 ایئرز, آئی گیو یو 50 ایئرز, آئی گیو یو 70 ایئرز, آئی گیو یو 100 ایئرز. گو اینڈ پریپیئر فار دیم. واٹ ہیو وی ڈن؟ آئی آسک مائی سیلف, آئی ایم 47 ایئرز اولڈ, آئی نو وٹ دی کوشچنز آر, واٹ ہیو آئی پریپیئرڈ فار اٹ؟ کیا تیاری کی ہے ہماری؟ اف آئی پٹ مائی ہینڈ آن مائی ہارٹ, ٹو بی آنیسٹ ود یو, آئی ایم ناٹ ریڈی ٹو ڈائی. وائی؟ بیکاز اینڈ آف دی ڈے, واٹ ہیو آئی ڈن؟ کیا کیا ہے میں نے؟ لیس ایوری ون شوڈ بی آسکنگ دس کوشچن ٹو دیم سیلفز, واٹ ہیو وی ڈن, واٹ ہیو وی ڈن, آر وی گوئنگ ٹو بی ریڈی ٹو آنسر آن دا ڈے آف ججمنٹ؟ اف وی آر ناٹ ڈن, اف وی آر ناٹ ریڈی, وین آر وی گوئنگ ٹو بی ریڈی؟ موت تو آج رات کو بھی آ سکتی ہے, موت کل بھی آئے گی, موت کین کم ٹو یو نیکسٹ ویک, نیکسٹ منتھ, نیکسٹ ایئر. بی پریپیئرڈ فار دس. The Sahaba alayhim ridwan, they would always fear Allah. You know, they would fear Allah in such a sense that these Sahaba ikram, they couldn't get to sleep at night. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would cry all night. One day a Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, mafhoom arz kar raha hun, just to explain to you, he says that he saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up for salah. Pyare aqa alayhi salatu wa salam, he stood up for salah. He started reading Suratul Baqarah. پوری سورت بقرہ, سورت بقرہ 3.5 سپارے سورت بقرہ. The Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم read that in the نوافل, and the صحابی thought that now he's gonna do رکوع. The Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, he started سورت آل عمران. The Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم recited سورت النساء. پڑھتے رہے, پڑھتے رہے. He recited, I think, 4 or 5 surahs. So many پارے. And then the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم went into, what have we done for our deen? As a Muslim, I am an ambassador of Islam. I am an ambassador. مجھ سے بروز قیامت, I'll be asked about what I've done in the dunya. What am I going to be answerable to? میں کیا جواب دوں گا؟ Do you think Imam Hussein رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, what if he grabs hold of me or you and says, I gave my life for Islam, I gave my children for Islam, I sacrificed 72 of my children for the sake of Islam, what did you do for Islam? کیا جواب دیں گے؟ Today we're so busy in our little world that we live in. Today people think, have a good life, family ke saath rahe, go on a holiday once a year, that's it, you've done. Go to the masjid one now and then. Mere baap ko khud bacche ki tarbiyat karte hue suna hai, putar time laba namaz par, nikamme par tawajjo de, yeah, concentrate on your work. When you get time, read your namaz. If this is the tarbiyah that you're going to give to your children, but then what kind of children are we bringing up today? Our parents, they used to tell us, before you eat, namaz padhiya. Kaun hi padhiya ba? Go read namaz. Go read namaz. Nowadays we say, have you done your school homework? No, you haven't. Go to your school homework. Madrasa, don't worry, I'll ring Qari sahab. Do chudhari chutiyan gari kinsa, kaun hi khair hi hai. That's the love we have. This tells you how much love we have. Aap apne aap se poochein, how many of us, Quran, the guidance of mankind. Everyone believes in that. Allah says in the Quran as well, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The Quran is guidance. We've got a guidance. If you don't know how to drive a car, or you've got a, for example, yeah, I've got this phone in front of me. I don't know how to use this phone. What do I do? Throw it away. Yeah, I'll go and I'll sit with someone. Can you teach me how to use this phone? What are the functions on this phone? But when it comes to life, how do I be at home? I don't know. But why do you learn it from? Let's go on the internet. Let's ask Mufti Google. But when it comes to deen, when it comes to Islam, we find Islam so pyare samay, we can take our worldly knowledge. Yeah, we go online. I know people. They go online, they find the best tutor. You want to be a doctor? Jao doctor bano jao, aur baawar baithe hain kone par unko bheje sikho medical. You're not going to do that. You're going to go online, you're going to look at the best university. You look at their portfolio, you look at their feedback, yeah? Well, no feedback, no good, no, I'm not going to go there, I'm going to send my son to the best university. In the UK, koi university changi koni, chalo ji, let's go to America. Let's go to Canada. Let's go to Europe. My son, I'm going to send him to the best university. When he comes to the Quran, when he comes to the deen, when he comes to the respect of Islam, send him anywhere. Jitai pe jo, Quran hi te panna, Quran hi te panna, khof khuda na koni. Quran hi te panna. Is the Quran nothing for you? People gave their lives to defend the Quran. People gave their lives to defend the Quran. Today we don't get time to read the Quran. Ask yourself, do you even know how to read the Quran properly? Quran tajweed ke saath aata hai. Do we know how to read the Quran with tajweed? Do we know how to pronounce the letters properly? Why all? Ye sari cheeze kya hai? Khauf-e khuda nahi hai. Khauf-e khuda nahi. Agar hota, yakeen maniye pyare Islam bhaiyo, I would go to the jungle. Who had khauf-e khuda? Kiske paas tha khauf-e khuda? Ghaus-e paak. He had leaves. He had grass to stay alive. Look at the lives of the Sahaba. Those who are here, we are lucky. Seriously, we are lucky. You invite people, probably you invited, maybe someone's rang you up as well. So, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, number one was for the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, we need to know that. Hamare paas khauf e khuda hona chahiye. Who will give you khauf e khuda? Alhamdulillah, Dawat e Islami has given us khauf e khuda today. Dawat-e-Islami, alhamdulillah, not one, not two, not 100,000, millions of people have changed their lives, alhamdulillah, when they came into Dawat-e-Islami. The second thing, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dawat-e-Islami doesn't feed you, Dawat-e-Islami gives you love to drink over Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, aayye, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, let's be part of Dawat-e-Islami. Pehli cheez, Dawat Islami na hoti, I pata nahi kahan hota. I would have been probably selling car parts somewhere. That's where Dawat Islami has made me stand here, talk to you. And if Dawat Islami wasn't here, obviously the Ijtima wouldn't be here. Where would we have been? Probably watching telly at home. I know people, I've talked to them. And they are saying, Walla billa talla kasme khate hain. Dawat Islami na hoti, main barbaad ho gaya hota. Aaj Dawat Islami has saved our younger generation. Dawat Islami has, a majority of people in Dawat Islami are youngsters. Alhamdulillah. You know, so this is what Dawat Islami ne kya diya? Dawat Islami has given us 100,000 Hafiz-e-Quran. 100, not 100,000 we are gave out. 100,000 Hafiz-e-Quran Dawat Islami has given you. What has Dawat Islami given us? 17,000 ulama Dawat Islami has given us. What is Dawat Islami giving us every single day? Two masjids around the world. What is Dawat Islami giving us? Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is giving us these ijtimaas. Dawat Islami has given us Madani Kafila. Aisi jagah jaate hain, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo. Yahan par to easy hai. How long did it take you to come to the ijtima? 20 minutes, 10 minutes, probably walked here. I came in my car. I come from Dewsbury, but it took me about 35 minutes. So I'm here in 35 minutes. In Canada, there is a city called Regina in Canada. A South Korean person, he lived in north of Canada. He had to travel 4.5 hours to come and accept Islam. He had to travel that much. Aaj hamare paas ye masjid, udhar tako mashallah masjid, udhar tako mashallah masjid. In the places around the world where people travel. Main ek Islam bhai se Canada mein mila tha. Every Friday, he travels 80 miles to go to the masjid and read Jummah namaz. Halanke farz nahi hai, wajib nahi hai us par ki Jummah padhe masjid mein jaakar, is so far. Lekin muhabbat, he travels that far. To pyare Islam bhai, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. Come into Dawat Islami, be part of Dawat Islami. Go to the Islami brothers. Yara, Bhaijan, what do you need from me? Yeah, I don't have money. I'll give you my time. I'll give you my expertise. Please go and help them. Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, please come to Dawat Islami. Support Dawat Islami. Viewers of Madani channel, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, try to attend the weekly ijtimaas of Dawat Islami. Where are they? Wherever they are, for the Islamic sisters, alhamdulillah, weekly ijtimaas take place. Many, many centers around the country and around the world. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive me and forgive all our sins. And may Allah Azza wa Jal give us istiqamat in Dawat Islami. And may most of all, in our beautiful deen. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Mubarak for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubarak for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.